Laws of prayer, which is in chapter Kuf Yudaled 114. So now we're going to learn. I think we're up to subsection 7. So now we're talking about, like today, we do have to mention in the prayer, we mentioned that God brings down the rain. Morid HaGeshem, we say in the second bracha, we say, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, right? We also learned something very interesting in the last halacha, that if you said Morid HaTol, God who brings down the dew, instead of saying God who brings down the rain, B'di'evet, after the fact, Yotza, you fulfilled your obligation. But what happens... If you didn't mention anything, you didn't say not Morid HaTol and not Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem. As a matter of fact, he said a very interesting thing that I bet you a lot of people don't realize this, but he said a very interesting thing. You know, in the summer, we, Ashkenaz doesn't, in the summer, we say Morid HaTol. And in the winter, we say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem. Morid HaTol means who brings down the dew. In the winter, we say the one who blows has to make the wind blow and brings down the rain. But in the Ashkenaz Siddur, mostly, they don't say Morid HaTol. In the summer, they don't say nothing. They just leave it blank. It's only in the winter that they say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem. They just do it in the winter. He said the reason why we do that, we do say Morid HaTol, and it's an interesting, very interesting reasoning over here. He says, because just in case you forget, in the summer, in the winter, you forget to say Morid HaGeshem. If you had said Morid HaTol, you fulfilled your obligation, b'di'evet, you know, after the fact. So while we have to, so he says, you're always saying something, so even if you forget, you'll still have been said, you'll still said, if you still make a mistake, you're going to say, brings down the dew, that works after the fact, so that's why we do that. But what happens is, if you didn't say anything, then you'd have to go back and say it. You have to go back and say it. So he says like this now. When do we say that we'll take you, go, you have to go back and say it over again? Is kishesiyim kol habracha. That's when you completed the blessing. So you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechaye HaMeitim, and then you realize that you didn't say it. So then you'd have to go back to the beginning.
The very beginning.
Yes. But that's only Kishasim Kol HaBracha. You know what? We did this already. And I'm going to do... I'm going to